It's been nearly a week since a Tallahassee judge ruled that the Florida legislature broke the law when it drew the state's congressional district map to primarily benefit the Republican Party. As reporter Margie Menzel tells us, it's a ruling that Republican legislative leaders say they will not appeal.
House Speaker Will Weatherford and Senate President Don Gates won't appeal Circuit Judge Terry Lewis's ruling earlier this week, invalidating their redistricting map. But they argued in a motion on Tuesday for lawmakers to be able to redraw the disputed districts after this fall's elections. Lewis ruled last week that lawmakers failed during the 2012 redistricting process to follow the anti-gerrymandering Fair Districts constitutional amendments, which were approved by voters in 2010. Weatherford and Gates say it's too late in the current election cycle, with primaries on August 26th, to redraw the districts this year. Ballots have already been printed and sent to more than 63,000 overseas voters. Lewis has scheduled a conference for Thursday on how the case will move forward. I'm Margie Menzel in Tallahassee.
Well, affordable housing is hard to come by in major cities, and Miami is no exception. But now a combination of low-income and formerly homeless people are settling into their new Little Havana apartments. And as Wilson Sayre reports, a few hundred others were also vying for those homes.
Only a few months ago, Sarah Morales and her family of four were homeless, getting assistance from a local shelter. They had spent all their money on medical expenses for her son, who has a heart condition. Now, she proudly shows off her large ground floor apartment, which still has that new paint smell.
It's a big master bedroom.
The family is a new resident at Amistad, which is an affordable housing complex close to downtown Miami.
We didn't have nothing and just came here and see, maybe this is normal for you, but for us, it was huge. It was really huge.
Her two-year-old son is doing much better. He now has enough room to do physical therapy every day and has finally learned how to walk. The building has services built in to try and prevent residents from cycling back into homelessness or deeper poverty.
We do case management, we do employment and training services, we do life skills training, we do parenting skills trainings, we do activities with the kids.
Stephanie Berman is the president of Carrefour Supportive Housing. It teamed up with Pinnacle Housing Group, a for-profit developer, to build the complex. She says there's not enough supply of affordable housing, especially in Miami.
There's not a lot of land available, and there's a lot of competition on the market rate for-profit side. You know, to pay top dollar for land makes it very difficult to make one of these deals work.
Residents were chosen through a lottery system. 1,500 applied. Less than 200 were lucky enough to get a key to their own door. I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.
And from the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.